So here's a question. Are all these dreary events what's really happening in the world?
146 Palestinian children.
Fighting in Syria has escalated dramatically.
Malaysia Airlines lost contact with Ukraine air traffic control.
Hundreds have died from West Africa's Ebola outbreak. A situation made worse because the few who survived.
Are all the beheadings, viruses, plane crashes, rocket attacks, and civil wars in Ukraine and Syria, Sudan, and Iraq, are all these outliers? They're not really what's happening in the world. High-profile news hits that distort our perception of what's really going on our planet. The advent of big data and our new ability to quickly analyze it makes it possible to answer that question for the first time. Dr. Max Rosler is an economist at the Oxford Martin School with the University of Oxford. He's the creator of the website OurWorldInData.org. And Dr. Rosler believes that using data to make broader judgments about the state of the world is no more complex than making weather maps from data points over time. Is that right, Dr. Rosler? It's the big picture, not the local events that matter most?
Right, it's right. Like all the events that you mentioned at the beginning, Ebola, ISIS, the conflict with Ukraine, all of these are serious events, and I'm not advocating in any sense to gloss over these terrible news. I'm just presenting the empirical evidence in a broader picture, and I'm trying to communicate how the world is really changing over the very long term. And to really understand how the world is changing, you have to look at the big picture. You have to zoom out from the current events to understand in which direction the world is changing.
So if you do zoom out, what conclusions can you draw about the state of our world? It seems to me that you've got a positive spin here, and it's not really spin. It's actually data-based.
Exactly. So the project is not trying to only show the positive aspects of the world. It just happens so that a lot of these long-term trends are very positive. So on OurWorldInData.org, I'm looking at health, I'm looking at food provision, I'm also looking at violence and wars. And in all of these aspects that I just mentioned, things are just getting much better, and we live in a much more peaceful and inclusive world than our ancestors in the past.
So is news then an exploration of purely local events? And what news reporters and analysts almost never do is analyze how they relate to the entire world. And what you're saying, according to big data, they don't necessarily relate much at all.
Yeah, exactly. The news are very much focusing on single events. And all of these trends that I'm looking at are really slow changes that happen over decades or sometimes even centuries. And these developments never have a now moment that would make them interesting for news that is following current events. So you can't really understand how the world is changing if you're just following the daily news. You have to look at the world in a broader perspective, and you have to get empirical data to understand these long-term changes. It's not that the news are wrong, it's just that the news never have a moment to cover these long-term trends, and that's why I'm trying to communicate how the world is changing over the long term.
Well, two exceptions to that might be the attempts news media make to cover global warming and planetary climate changes, and the other one would be broad changes in the economy, income inequality, the proliferation of poverty, the concentration of wealth. How does your big data model take a look at these events?
Yeah, it's true. I think to some extent, these developments have a very similar problem. Climate change is real and climate change is happening, but it's happening gradually. And just like the positive long-term trends, climate change never has a single moment in which it can be covered in the daily news. And inequality is another aspect. I think now, for the last year or so, it's been a positive change in the public discussion about inequality, that inequality is taken seriously as a serious problem.
And when you describe it as a serious problem, how does your data predict that there might be instability from economic disparities around the world? Or is it really, again, a local problem, that it's more likely to occur in a specific nation and not be something that generally produces instability throughout the world?
Right. With inequality, it's a bit more complex. So there are really two discussions. One discussion is about inequality in the world as a whole. And what we see there is a very positive development where inequality in the world as a whole is declining. So the poorer people in the world are getting rich faster than the rich are getting richer. And the difference between the rich and the poor in the world is getting smaller and smaller right now. Within countries, that's a different story. And it's more complicated. Inequality is declining in some countries. That's not much discussed right now, but it's true that in Latin America, for example, inequality is going down right now. But it's increasing in other countries. And for the US, inequality has been increasing since the late 1970s.
Dr. Max Roser is an economist at the Oxford Martin School with the University of Oxford. He's the creator of the website ourworldindata.org, and you can see a visual representation of his data on our website, thetakeaway.org. What's your visual representation of how the world is doing right now? What do you think?
Ben calling from Bainbridge Island, Washington. Yes, my glass is absolutely half full. As education continues to become more widely available globally, studies have shown that we will enjoy a corollary increase in the health and well-being of our fellow humans.
Studies have shown. Annalisa, what do you think?
Global warming is happening. White rights for women aren't happening. You know, there's a lot of things that must be looked at, not just data. Overall, I think we still have considerable reason to be concerned.
Stay concerned. How about Tamara from Missouri?
I just want to say that my glass is always half full. Always. My glass is three quarters. My glass just runs over, okay? Just, it's out there. No matter what the world brings me, I'm supposed to learn from it, and I will. And I have to stay optimistic. I'm a cancer survivor, and if cancer can't take me out, then I'm here to deal, you know?
Half empty, half full. What's the fluid in your glass of this planet? How do you feel about things? Are they getting better? Are they getting worse? We'd love to hear from you at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can go to thetakeaway.org. Don't worry, baby.